Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boom. What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Man, I went for the boom and it didn't come. What happened there? Oh, man. Wow, that's one of those classic misfires. Hope you're great. Doug Gottlieb Show, checking in from Austin, Texas. No late night, no huge party, just little voice issues here midsummer. Check out the latest lines of World of Sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Well, we got a lot to get to. Of course, we're reacting to yesterday's trade deadline, in which the San Diego Padres went all in. Nick Swisher will join us in 25 minutes. We got some sound from Debo Samuel. Wait to hear what Bill Belichick said about the Dolphins tampering with his then quarterback Tom Brady, whose birthday it is today. And that's part of our midway. We'll get to that next hour. Mark Dominic will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Dolphins, the punishment, Deshaun Watson, the punishment, and some of the new contracts. Of course, He was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as their general manager. He's been 20-plus years in the NFL front offices. We got a lot to get to. Let's start, though, with the passing of a legend in Vin Scully. Now, look, a lot of things have been said about Vin Scully. A lot. And, I mean, look, all three of us, right, were able to listen to and appreciate for at least the last 20 years. Dan Byers is the only one of us that didn't grow up in Southern California. But Dan's been in Southern California for 20 years, Dan? Is that right?
Yeah, close. 17.
Yep. Yeah, 17 years. So, and look, the station, our sister station affiliate for most of the other show, for the a couple of the other shows, is AM570. That's also the Dodgers station. So there's a tie there. They're the Dodgers. Over the last decade, they've been a dominant team. And even though he hasn't broadcast in a couple of years, it's not like we don't know who Vin Scully is. And then there's a special kind of place. But last night, we lost a legendary figure in sports, Vin Scully. So he passed away last night. And I'll tell my story about the 88 World Series, even the 86 World Series in a second. But the thing that jumps out at me, guys, is that, you know, many people in life will remind you of somebody previously. Matter of fact, kind of the brilliance of so many stars is they actually take somebody else's path or somebody else's style and kind of copy it, and you know, we don't even realize it. I mean, how many incredible female artists have there been that have followed kind of the Cher, then Madonna sort of, right, Janet Jackson sort of show, right, where you have this gigantic ensemble dancing cast, and the lead singer is a woman. She's really talented both vocally and in terms of, you know, her dance moves, and it's a big production, and they're kind of a bigger-than-life star that has a big show, and it lasts for decades upon decades in big stadium shows, right? We've seen those before, you know? We've seen from rap and hip-hop artists now, we're in second, third generations. We've seen many of these people before. We've seen many comedians whose style kind of reminds you of, right? Like from, it was, you know, Richard Pryor became Eddie Murphy, became, I think, Chris Rock, you know? And Dave Chappelle is more George Carlin, to be honest, than he is Chris Rock or Eddie Murphy. People remind us of other people. I would make the case that there'll never be another Vin Scully. There'll never be another Vin Scully. And in the same way, there's, you know, I'm here spending some time with a good friend of mine, Chris Beard. He's the head coach at the University of Texas. And Chris Beard is not, he worked for Bob Knight. He is not like Bob Knight. There will never be another Bob Knight. You can't coach or behave the way that Bob Knight coached or behaved going back 20, 30, 40 years ago. There's not going to be. Remember, he got a job basically fresh out of college, you know, playing at Ohio State, and then becomes the head coach, the youngest head coach in the country, like 24 at West Point, right? Like, that's never going to happen again, you know? And the guy to follow that path was Mike Krzyzewski, right? Who also, very young, became a head coach. Rest is history. But I don't think we're going to have the 50-year head coaches. I don't think the business breeds that sort of longevity. And I also don't think that people are going to get head coaching jobs in their early to mid-20s anymore. Like, those things just likely won't happen. So I think that there are certain people in each profession which are going to go the way of the dodo. And I think Vin Scully is that guy. That's like the best way to talk about him. And what made him special was how good he was, but also that there won't be another. You know, John Madden, I think John Gruden had a little Madden, and then now Tony Romo is kind of in that realm, right? Where shorter NFL career than some, and maybe Madden was successful ultimately, but Madden didn't have a long, illustrious coaching career. He was just a very good coach for a very short period of time. And then he took it and used it and became a personality. And his shtick was just kind of average every guy shtick that you teach some football stuff about while have up there having a good time. Like, that clearly is Tony Romo. I don't think we'll ever have a Vin Scully, a guy who had almost poetic timing, a guy who is synonymous with a sport and a team and his style. I just also, you know, like, look, I still listen to games on the radio, but try and listen to a game on the radio with your kids and they'll struggle with it. I think that's kind of my takeaway in all of this, is that when we oftentimes say there'll never be another, oftentimes there is. In this particular case, I don't think there'll be another. Chase Stu, you've had a chance to ruminate over it. Obviously, just a weird day to be a Dodger fan, right? Where first, all of a sudden, the Padres full frontal assault on your Dodgers, and then you lose Vin Scully. What would be the lasting kind of thoughts on Vin Scully to you?
Oh, man. I had the pleasure of meeting Vin on a couple of occasions, as have a lot of people around here. You know, I was working at the Dodger station a while back, and he came through there a couple of times. So I could say I've had the pleasure of actually speaking with him, and I have a personal story that involves him and my mother. And I cried last night. I'm not too ashamed to admit it. There were tears, and not because this was an unexpected passing, but because of what he meant to me. He was the soundtrack of my childhood. He was the soundtrack of my college years. So, I mean, there's so many layers to this, but I definitely agree with you, Doug. There will never be anybody like Vin. A lot of that is because the medium has changed, and there's never going to be anyone doing it on their own, probably. You know, it's a very different environment right now. But, yeah, I've got so many thoughts, and I don't know if I could get through them all without tearing up. So that's kind of my gist.
Ramos, you grew up in Southern California. When you heard the news, what'd you think?
It was very sad. And like Jason said, I don't know if it was unexpected. I just didn't think about it. You know, Vin seemed to be just in the greatest of condition and health. But, you know, for me, you brought up a point a little bit earlier about I have some thoughts about the 88 World Series and the 86 World Series. You know, for me, Vin Scully, he wasn't even – for me, he was like an every night thing. I mean, like, I listened to Dodger games, all the Dodger games on the radio when I was growing up. It wasn't even about the World Series. It was about just playing like the Reds or playing the Pittsburgh Pirates on a Thursday night or a Sunday afternoon game or something like that. It was just a constant with Vin Scully, and it wasn't even about – like, we got the luxury of hearing him all the time, not just in these big time moments, but just in a daily basis. And it was incredible. And it's quite the word I'm looking for. I can't think of it, but it's like you were just like not you weren't you just it just it was expected. Like, it just was just there, and you didn't really take you just took it for granted. That's what it was. Took it for granted that it was just, oh, we have Vin Scully, and now you realize how great and how wonderful and how much he meant to everyday life. You know, at Dodger Stadium, Doug, when I used to go to games when I was 7 years old, 8 years old, we would bring a radio to the game to listen to Vin Scully and watch the game. And that was the only way you could hear Vin. It wasn't until later on that the Dodgers actually decided to pipe Vin Scully into the Dodger Stadium through speakers so that everybody could hear him when you went to like go to the bathroom or if you went to go get food. You would never miss hearing Vin Scully because he was that much. And that's incredible that a team would actually say, you know what, a broadcaster has to be heard so much, we're going to pipe him through the whole stadium for you. How's that?
Yeah, no, it's remarkable. I mean, I'd also point out that we had the luxury growing up in Southern California of Vin Scully and Chick Hearn calling games. And I know, like, Jay Billis talked about it yesterday on Twitter, and he was doing a basketball game from Israel, and he said, you know, like Dick Enberg also did Angels games. That predates me. But, I mean, the idea of having Chick Hearn and Vin Scully call their respective sports. And, oh, yeah, by the way, like, in the 80s, they were both the best teams, too, and had incredible championship teams, and they were, like, you feel, I cannot believe that I guess you did take it for granted. Beyer, you didn't grow up in Southern California, but you did move here.
Yeah.
So tell me what your thoughts are.
So, like, Vin Scully, to me, growing up, was in this exclusive group of legendary broadcasters who did everything and did it at the highest of levels, like, you know, Keith Jackson in doing a lot. Like, there was, you know, we joke about, like, Mount Rushmores, but there were about, like, three or four guys that you kind of put in that category of, all right, they're doing, you know, national baseball on NBC, and we've seen clips of Vin Scully doing football and even doing the Masters and calling those sort of things. But it's the real of over the last 17 years, it was really, really endearing to see how much he meant to L.A. He was, you know, seemingly everybody's grandpa. And you know, this yesterday was the day that everybody dreaded, but it was – I came from a different point of view in understanding Vin Scully on a national level, and then having a completely – it's not different, Doug, but it just comes from a different angle of his greatness. So, yeah, just Stoffel news last night.
Yeah, I don't – you know, it's one of those things where you do want those guys to live forever, right? And we had Bill Russell – and Vin Scully in the same week, but I just it's the uniqueness to them, and it's the the other part to the Vin thing is I have a very good friend. Her name is Leah Vallette. She's a producer with the NFL Network, and for a year she was his producer with the Dodger broadcasts post game, and like she could not possibly have anything but nice things to say about him. And it's weird that here we are with, like, Bill Russell was complicated, and a lot of it, though, was his treatment during a really, really nasty time in both sports and in the world, Vietnam and the civil rights movement, etc. And so there was, Bill Russell could be complicated. But you have two people, and Vin especially so because of his warmth. He was just much warmer than Bill Russell. But, I mean, you wouldn't be warm, too, if some people treated you the way Bill Russell treated you. But the way in which so many times we've had heroes built up, and eventually by the time they pass or shortly thereafter they pass, there have been ways in which you go like, yeah, it really wasn't, he wasn't what he was perceived to be. That's, you know... That's Vin Scully. He is exactly what he was perceived to be. I want to play for you this. This is Kirk Gibson's home run in 1988. And I'll just paint the picture for you. So 1988, I was 12 years old. I was in, must have been going into seventh grade. And my best friend growing up at that point in time in life was Miles Simon, who, of course, went on to star at Arizona. He's an assistant coach with the Lakers. I was at his mom's house, his late mother's house, and we were in their little TV den. And when I'd have sleepovers at Miles' house, we'd get sleeping bags and sleep in the TV den and fall asleep to a movie, right? A little old VHS movie. And we're watching the we were both, like, the 86, we weren't, I don't think we were just becoming friends in 86 when he also called Buckner's play. But in 88, we were thick as thieves. We're really close friends. And we're both huge baseball fans. And 88, I actually had tickets. I went to game two where Oral Hershiser pitched. Now, what you have to remember about the 88 game is the closer for the A's was Dennis Eckersley, who, of course, now is a broadcaster, I believe, with Nesson with the Boston Red Sox. And Dennis Eckersley not only won the Rolaids Award for the top reliever, I believe he won the Cy Young Award. Like, he had had a virtually unhittable season. And he was a righty, sidearm, obviously. Kirk Gibson was a lefty. Kirk Gibson had a pulled hamstring, wasn't expected to play. Comes up in the bottom of the ninth inning, and with a two-strike count where he looked really, really feeble trying to swing a bat. He just looked like he, you know, some guys, it looked like they're in pain. And Miles turns to me and he goes, he's going to hit a home run right here. And this is what happened.
Game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. She is gone! Oh!
I mean, it's a magic. I still have goosebumps listening to that call. I've listened to it 20 times in the last 15, 16 hours, right? I still have goosebumps for that call. It was one of the most amazing. And look, it shouldn't be underscored, the fact that Jack Buck was calling the radio call, right? And Vin Scully was calling the TV call. And Jack Buck, of course, famously said, "I don't believe what I just saw. I don't believe what I just saw." An equally great call. But that was classic Vin, where he gave it a little time to breathe. It's called laying out. He didn't totally lay out like he did with the Buckner call, but a little time to breathe. And then it was like poetic. How do you come up with that? Right? How do you come up with that line in a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened? It's amazing. It's amazing. Look, if you're hearing people and you're not old enough to know, or you didn't grow up in Los Angeles, you never heard the guy, and you just heard a couple of calls, understand that it was like a history teacher and a poet and a play-by-play guy, and you felt like you were sitting next to the smartest, wisest grandpa in the room, teaching you about what's happening or telling you about what's happening on the field while you're driving around Los Angeles. He's just a magical guy with an incredible talent. And he had this grace and way about him where he was a bigger than life star, but just found a way to not feel like he made it about him. What a national treasure that I think we lost yesterday.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Tom Brady's 45th birthday. We'll celebrate that with the Midway. Before we get to that, and Mark Domenech, who, of course, spent 20-plus years in NFL front offices. He was the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. She hurt her knee last year in the regular season, right? But it wasn't a torn ACL?
Yes, and I believe that, you know, she returned for a while at the end of last season. And I don't know if it's the same knee or not, but, yeah, Paige Bueckers is out for the 2022-2023 season. She'll have surgery on Friday.
That stinks. That absolutely stinks. That, by the way, is the day before the anniversary of my surgery. And, you know, and I'm obviously a lot older than her and not as talented as her. And I'm back hooping. She'll be back. But she's a spectacular, spectacular talent. That's a complete bummer. All right, we'll get to Mark Domenech. But in the meantime, let's celebrate Tom Brady's birthday in a way in which only we can celebrate.
Stuck in the middle with you.
It's time for
Stuck in the Middle.
The Midway.
Okay there, Jason Stewart. The Midway today is what?
Doug, if you've been paying attention to the debate shows and social media today, a lot of love for Tom Brady. A lot of people shouting out birthday wishes, talking about all the great things he's done. Someone spent like 8 minutes and they're open today praising Brady for who he is. So I kind of want to go the other way a little bit. Since he's gotten so much love, I think maybe we could just point out maybe what we find annoying about the coverage of Tom Brady. And my example is this. A high profile talk show host often refers to him as Tom. Not Brady or Tom Brady, but Tom. Like, they're buddies, they're familiar. Just kind of weird to me. Like, other than like Pele or Madonna or whatever, I don't know if we should be just calling athletes by their first name. It's just a weird one to me. So that annoys me. Dan, anything that annoys you about the coverage of Tom Brady?
I'll tell you what annoys me, just period, about Tom Brady, that he went to Michigan. Still haven't gotten over it, still can't stand him of being a Michigan Wolverine. That is that has been the number one annoying thing about Tom Brady. Second of all, the Super Bowl that the Seahawks gave him. Again, none of these having to do with coverage, but just ways that Tom Brady has ruined my sporting life. So those all get under my skin.
I like that.
Okay. The coverage of Tom Brady. How that annoys me, that's the question.
By the way,
the Midway.
To Jason's point, not that I want to water down his point, but we don't call LeBron James James.
We call LeBron.
Yes.
I don't really understand Jason's
point. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. It just annoys me more, I guess, when you hear Tom.
But why? When Ahmad Rashad used to interview Michael Jordan, he'd call Michael.
What was it? Michael's sheer will? Was that what the line was?
Yeah, I don't know. But
they're the question.
I think it depends on the name. I mean, is he supposed to say Tom? Or Tom, is he supposed to say Brady? They say Brady sometimes when they're talking about him, but not to him. I don't know. What annoys me about Brady? I don't know. The only thing that annoys me about Brady is the guy keeps looking better. The rest of us are looking older, and he keeps looking better. I don't understand that.
I thought maybe he got a little work done, honestly.
I think, yeah. I mean, the teeth are very, very white and very clean. But, I mean, look, I'll be honest, I got my teeth whitened, right? But the hair, there's a hairline difference than when he's, you know, you look mid-career and some stuff changed. Some stuff changed. But he does. I mean, it looks natural. So he's either got better genes or better doctors or both.
The Midway.
All right, we're gonna get to Mark Domenech, who spent 20-plus years in NFL front offices, former general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, Mark, we've been talking about this, and I don't know if you've been following it. The Deshaun Watson suspension has been appealed by the NFL. What were your thoughts when you heard the six-game suspension?
Well, I mean, the first thing I thought was that Sunday night when the NFLPA came up quickly and said, hey, look, we're just going to respect whatever the arbitrator says, and we're good. It told me, hey, look, this is not going to be 8 or 12 games. It's going to be less. Turns out 6 games. I understand what she ruled on and the way she ruled. And so after reading her paper that she said, where she, you know, obviously condoned what happened and put parameters, she felt like 6 games was the correct amount of suspension time. And I was okay with that. Do I think it's great? I trust the process and say, hey, look, that's why we have this neutral arbitrator. And as you just said, about whatever it was, 30 minutes ago, the NFL at the 4 o'clock deadline decided, hey, we're going to go ahead and appeal this suspension. And now we're going to either let Roger Goodell hear it or somebody approved by Roger Goodell to decide whether it should be more or less or more or the same. And I think it's a terrible look across the board for the National Football League.
Why for the NFL is it a terrible look?
Because
for Goodell.
Yeah, because what's the whole point of trying to be – I mean, the players always feel like, hey, you know, let's be equitable, let's be fair, and let's look at what we've done with other people in high positions and how they've been handled in certain situations. I mean, you know, look at Mr. Ross, all right? You know, he's suspended from the team. Okay, that's not – is that going to make them win or lose games? No. Is it $1.5 million for an owner that has a billion-dollar franchise? That's not going to hurt. You know, a draft pick, you know, that is not going to weigh or sway him in any decision that he makes in his business career. Was he handled the same in terms of what he did? And so I think that's where the problem is. It's always like, well, it's a different for these, but it isn't for you. And I think the bad look for the NFL is you agreed that this arbitrator would be a good idea. It's a female judge who you think would have the most sympathy for what they all incurred there. And yet at the same point, I looked at it and said, go with the 6 games, let the system be the system, but I think the league's worried that this is the basement for maybe future cases and they want to fight it.
I agree. What's interesting is in her ruling, she's critical of the NFL for being soft on crimes before, and yet when she had the opportunity, she went with just 6 games. That it doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, it did double up what we've seen before in terms of what happened with Jameis Winston and the Uber driver was a 3 games. She doubled that suspension. You know, again, although we're all outside saying 24, you know, cases, 23 have been settled, that's not exactly what was brought to the NFL or by the NFL to the arbitrator. You know, there wasn't as many people presented, and she has to go with what was presented to her, not like, well, there's 24 people, not 20, you know, 23 is settled. And so she saw an X amount of caseload, and I don't disagree. The league has the Ray Rice incident, and when it became on video, has promised us they're always going to be tougher on these kind of situations, and so they're always going to fight for the harder penalties. I understand that, but I feel like if you're going to run a process, and I know you have the right to appeal it, I think it's just a bad look, and to me, we're just going to continue to drag this thing through for another month or two, possibly.
Yeah, I know, and then you get the interesting, like, okay, what is the number that you're willing to accept if you're Deshaun Watson? Because if you fight it, okay, yeah, maybe you get to play right away, but maybe the suspension ends up hurting you at the end of the regular season or in the playoffs or in the next year.
No, I don't disagree. I mean, there's a part of me that Deshaun Watson wants to make sure the suspension happens this year. He does not want it to happen in 2023 whatsoever because of the fact that his base salary is significantly different because of the way it's been structured by his agent. So the agent was brilliant, and Mugaleta was brilliant in the way he did the deal because, you know, he's only got basically $1 million, and so you're going to be down $340,000. But when you look at next year's salary, it's tremendously a lot higher. So no matter what, Deshaun Watson needs to and has to really serve his suspension this year, it won't cost him as much money. And I'm very sure the NFLPA is very aware of that.
Mark Dominic joins us here, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We haven't had you on, and you're the perfect guy for this. When you heard about the Kyler Murray clause in the contract, what'd you think?
Well, I mean, I thought it was terrible by the Arizona Cardinals. I think it was a real oversight by them within their department. I am sure what happened is somebody within their department said, hey, I got an idea. We're worried about him studying. Let's put it in the contract. And the problem is it made the organization look like they don't trust the quarterback they just gave almost $250 million to. And that's a bad look, and that's not worth – if you're so worried about him studying, then don't give him the contract. But don't put it in there, because know this. Every NFL agent is competing with other NFL agents to get quarterbacks. They all are. So you knew that as soon as this contract got posted, every agent was going to pick it apart for what's wrong with it, to be able to take it to their next client meeting saying, don't go with them, go with us because of this. Well, that got dropped in there, and I thought it was bad, and it's bad for Kyler. Obviously, it hurt his reputation. It's something that's not going to go away just because they removed it. But I think it's worse for the club, because it kind of showed they paid a guy who they don't trust, and they made everybody know about it. I think it's just a bad, bad look for the Arizona Cardinals.
But Kyler agreed to it.
I don't even think he knew it was in there. You got to remember, guys, these contracts are, you know, 40, sometimes 30, 40, 50 pages. They trust their agent. They don't even – most of these players, and it's not their fault, most of these players don't understand how guarantees work in terms of rolling guarantees or roster bonuses. They hire somebody to – their agent to, you know, negotiate these deals, and then when the deal comes over, he goes, yeah, I've reviewed it and signed it. They don't go through and say, hey, what about this clause here on page 27? So to me, that's on the agent, not on the player.
Yes, but doesn't that fit into the whole narrative of Kyler? And by the way, some of this Kyler, to his own volition, has come out previously and said, you know, hey, I don't need to study all that much, right? Like it.
I agree. No, I mean, let me say this. I have been anti this entire negotiation from the Kyler Murray camp since the beginning. They've done a they did a terrible job for trying to get it, like, okay, we're going to scrub social media. Very immature of you, Kyler. Oh, Arizona did it too. Great job. Very immature of you, Arizona. Then Kyler and his agent, Eric Burkhart, put out this horrible letter about, like, what's he deserving and all these kind of things. And I'm like, what? That is so self-serving. Like, why is this all such public knowledge? So I have never been a fan of the way that this Kyler Murray contract was negotiated or got to. And then, of course, to put the bow on it, they have this clause in there about studying. So it's kind of almost perfect. He's got two sides that are married that aren't sure they're really happy together.
Yeah, it's an odd one for sure. Deebo Samuel's contract. Not as big as DK Metcalf's, only 3 years long. Whose side won in that negotiation?
Oh, I think Deebo Samuel won the negotiation. It's very close to DK's deal, but I agree it's not quite the same amount of money. But you got to think of it this way. Deebo Samuel, in the same amount of time, has not started 17 games, meaning that DK Metcalf played an entire NFL season more of football and barely got rewarded for that. So I think that Deebo Samuel won this negotiation heavily because of how much time he's missed. Deebo's a great football player, and I'm glad he's getting paid. But this shows you, I think, from the 49ers front office, how important it was to make sure that Trey Lance has his weapons on the football field, and they cannot afford to take a guy like Deebo Samuel off the field if he decides to continue to hold in. And so that's why I think they caved and gave him the contract they gave him.
The Carolina Panthers trade for Baker Mayfield. Now, I understand that you give out the resources to bring a guy in. The sense is, you wouldn't trade for him unless you're going to start him. On the other hand, they also traded for Sam Darnold and picked up the fifth year on Sam Darnold's contract. Who do you think ends up being the starting quarterback?
I think Baker Mayfield will be the starting quarterback. And the reason why I think that is, yes, they picked up Sam Darnold's fifth year option. They had to do that before they even acquired Baker Mayfield. So that was kind of one of those, you know, make sure you've got somebody out there to play quarterback. And number two, they've got a year of knowledge of what Sam Darnold is. And even if Sam Darnold's had a really good preseason, he's been or offseason, he's been around the team enough. They know what he is. You've got to feel what is Baker Mayfield. And the reason why I say that, at least for the first 6 to 8 weeks, because you've got to just get a sense, because they've got to decide, can Matt Corral figure all this out on and off the football field, number one, the third-round pick out of this last year's draft? If Sam Darnold can't do it, or we've seen Sam Darnold to one level, now we need to know if Baker Mayfield can or cannot. And if Baker can't, then we know we can go back to the draft and go, hey, first-round pick, because next year's draft class, to me, is going to be much more significantly loaded than this year's. It's going to be a much more superior class where you might want to go with the guy. So let's get the information off of Baker. Let's put him in a spot where he plays Cleveland Brown week one and see how he even handles those emotions. How does he rally the team? What's he like? I think it's too critical. So I really don't think it's open competition the way we see it, I think Baker Mayfield's your starter.
Former general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 20 years in front offices, National Football League, Mark Dominic joining us, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. When you hear what went on in Miami, right, where they were tampering with Tom Brady for a couple of years through one of the minority owners, and apparently tampering through the same agent, Don Yee, who represents Brady but also represents Sean Payton, tampering with a head coach this past offseason while he was under contract with New Orleans, what's your reaction?
My reaction is, you know, I think there's a little more tampering that goes on in the National Football League than people realize it. But I also think it's, you know, it's a very, very cut line, very sincere situation where, you know, when they decided to start going in and being able to just do discovery on Brian Flores and his claim of the $100,000 game, that opens up every book in the book. I've been through these offices with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They pulled every phone record we ever made over, you know, a six-month period. And every call, they had to ask questions about what was this and why was that. And so, if it led to something else, they're saying, hey, this is just discovery, and we can get you onto those things too. So, you know, every club's got to be very smart about what they're doing. You know, it is the GOAT. It is Sean Payton. Those are a great quarterback and a great coach. But it's still where you should know better. And if you're the owner and you know what's going on, you're making a critical error. And to think that you won't be able to be caught or figured out, that's a bad mistake.
Mark, great stuff. Awesome perspective. I mean, the type of insight we can only get from a guy with your level of experience and expertise. We really appreciate you spending some time with us here on Fox Sports Radio.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the beautiful city of Austin, Texas, for at least one more day. And we have major breaking news. So remember when I was wrong. I'm okay saying I was wrong. I thought Roger Goodell would let the suspension stand, but you had enough people who were like, this is not enough. And Roger Goodell has, on some level, acquiesced, and probably rightfully so, acquiesced to the desires of so many. And they have now filed an appeal to the 6-game suspension of Deshaun Watson, which there's a lot to it. Okay. There's a lot to it. Here's the NFL's appeal. On Monday, Judge Sue L. Robinson, independent disciplinary officer, jointly appointed by the NFL and the NFLPA, issued a ruling in the personal conduct policy matter regarding Deshaun Watson. Under the 2020 NFL and NFLPA collective bargaining agreement, the CBA, the factual findings of the disciplinary officer are binding and may not be appealed. Judge Robinson found that Mr. Watson violated the NFL's personal conduct policy on multiple occasions and suspended him for 6 games. The CBA affords both the NFL or NFLPA the right to appeal the decision imposed by the disciplinary officer. Such an appeal must be filed within 3 days, and we'd be heard by the commissioner, that's Roger Goodell, or his designee. The NFL notified the NFLPA that it will appeal Judge Robinson's disciplinary decision and filed its brief this afternoon. Commissioner Goodell will determine who will hear the appeal. So remember, as much as Goodell is no longer the immediate judge, juror, and executioner, now he does become so. And this can work out a multitude of ways. Obviously, he could find some sort of middle ground. He could, in like an 8 or 9 game suspension, he could go for the year-long suspension. And remember, if a suspension is levied, Deshaun Watson potentially could sue, and he could go to court, and he could actually play earlier rather than later. To answer the question as to what I think happens, I mean, I don't think there's any question that Goodell will, I think Goodell's going to hear this one himself. I think this is one in which, and the wording is really interesting. It's like, wait a second, we don't have any problem with her findings, and we can't challenge her findings. Her findings say that this was a major disciplinary problem. We have a problem with her ruling and the how she came to the number 6 games. Byer, give me your best sense. Like, we're just guessing here. Okay, I'm guessing that the NFL does go for a much... I don't think they go for a year. Not because the NFLPA threatened a lawsuit, but I think there's got to be some sort of middle ground between 6 and a year, and that's what he ultimately gets.
Well,
give me your guess.
The NFL, I don't know, but I can tell you this. I thought he was going to get a year before she ruled 6 games. And we had found out that the NFL would... in their settlement talks with the Players Association, were willing to go to 12.
Yep.
So that's the middle ground that you talk about. That's where maybe this likely ends up settling. But that 12 number was put out there by reports when Sue Robinson said, hey, you guys, You guys figure this out. I'm encouraging settlement talks. You guys, you know, figure this out on your own. The NFL, according to source reports, that in those talks were willing to go to 12 games. So I think that they would take that if that was the case. That's just now it's, you know, to your point. Now the NFLPA, you know, could challenge it on their own, and now you're in a whole mess. The question that I have to your point about if there is a court situation that ends up following is with Deshaun Watson's contract that only pays him $1 million this year, but 45 plus or whatever it is the next year, if this goes on into next season, you know, I mean, at what point, if you're Deshaun Watson, do you say, all right, I'll just serve the suspension so I don't lose that $45 million that I'm playing for in 2023? You know, I mean, the amount of money that he's not getting, you know, paid is so minimal in 2022 that if this were to stretch out and last even longer, and all of a sudden a suspension would happen, you know, in 2023, now you're losing that part of your salary, from how right. I understand it.
So. Well, remember, the NFL also wanted a substantial fine in the neighborhood mm-hmm. of $5 million. So I'm sure that will also be part of this equation. Jason Stewart, give me your best sense. I mean, I think Beyer has a really good feel for everything in the story, and his thoughts make sense. But again, you've been, you know, you're just along for this ride, just like the rest of us are. What do you think happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've watched enough Law and Order or crime shows or court shows to know that the deal before the settlement is often different than the deal after the settlement. I think Goodell's had, what, a day and a half to 2 days now to get the public response to this. I don't know if they go back to the deal they were willing to do, which was what, the 12 games and $5 million. I think they wanted the indefinite suspension and like $8 million going into this whole thing. I don't even know what my gut is on this, but I really hope they get a full year. Not that it's going to satisfy the people on the far end of the spectrum on this thing. There are a lot of people that are pissed off, but the full year just seems right. And I think that's what we kind of felt this entire off season, that a year was appropriate.
Go ahead, John.
My question is, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. I don't want to throw wrong names out, but was it Ray Rice who hit his girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. And then they gave him the 2-game suspension. That was put down by Roger Goodell, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then everybody got mad and said, hey, we got this guy can't be giving out stuff because he doesn't give out the right. So let's go to somebody else to give a proper ruling. And then now you want to give it back to Roger Goodell to give a, like, which one is it? Like, is he supposed to give out the rulings we didn't like? And now what we want him to give out the rulings now because we didn't like the previous one. Like, isn't that kind of a back and forth situation?
It is. I mean, look, they collectively bargained for this, and this is like the first major ruling of the new collective bargaining agreement. So we can, the NFLPA could be mad as they want at the fact that Goodell now gets to either hear or choose who hears the appeal. But I also think that they'd have nobody but themselves to blame because that was what they agreed to. And if you don't want something to happen, it's very simple. Don't agree to it. Right? Like, does anybody... Just don't agree to it. So I don't have sympathy for the NFLPA. Do I think we're kind of back in the same situation? We are. But I also think that I didn't think that Judge Robinson's, what she wrote, I didn't think it made any sense. You know, it's almost as if she was super hypercritical of the NFL in the past, specifically in the Ray Rice situation, right? Like, we'd all agree she was hypercritical. But she had a chance to make a substantial dent in the future by just saying, hey, that's been too lenient. This is how you do it. She didn't. So I feel like she became kind of part, like, fell in line with the problem, and she fell on the old legal side of, well, hey, it's precedent. Like, now it's a new precedent. So I, you know, look, the more you talk to people, you're like, Goodell can come in, be heavy-handed, and win a public PR battle for the first time ever. Ever. I don't know if you can get to that year. I understand what you're saying, Jason Stewart. That actually makes a lot of sense in the idea that, hey, you know, when we're talking negotiations and we tell you the deal's not going to get better than this, it's not going to get better than this. But at what cost? At what cost? You know, like, the NFLPA has said they'd sue if it went to a year. I would say that, of course, they're going to. Is there a number in which they won't sue? Is there a number where this can be negotiated? Because I would guess that Goodell will come down in super heavy-handed in the year, and they'll try and go to court, try and get an injunction, and try and get it lessened. And I mean, honestly, going to court, you guys are both painting an accurate picture, right? You're both painting a really accurate picture. Like, this is kind of what it feels like happens. Goodell goes for a year. They go and get it in court, get an injunction. Deshaun plays right away, but eventually he has to pay that suspension, and it holds up. It just does. And I think it holds up because of the judge's initial finding and rulings that anybody who looks at it and goes like, wait a second, hold on. You violate the personal conduct policy, sexual, unwanted sexual acts towards women. Like, I think that's what it looks, and feels like. Like, he ends up missing either a more important part of the season this year and into next year, or all of next year. That's where this thing kind of is going. And I think that it will all be determined based upon the NFLPA's desire to strike a deal. Not the NFL. The NFL would, I think they'd like to strike a deal. I think they'd like to feel like they came in firm, but they're not, you know, they're not going to relent on this thing. But no one wants to have this thing drag out. No one wants to bring in, you know, federal court or, you know, state court or whatever. I think that's what ends up happening. Byer, what do you think of that kind of scenario? It's like what you're saying, only maybe further expounding upon it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Roger Goodell is going to find somebody that I'm sure, you know, would side with him if it's not him himself in hearing the appeal.
So what do you think he does? Do you think he hears it himself, or do you think he finds somebody else?
I think he finds someone else. This goes back to one of the theories that the NFL wouldn't challenge this ruling because it was the first ruling under this new agreement, which
that was my hypothesis. Not there, that was mine.
Yeah, Doug, I'd heard other people, Pro Football Talk said it as well. But the question is now, like, if you didn't like the decision. You played ball for as long as you really could. Now it's time to, okay, if you're going to go this far, you're going to appeal it, then you're going to want to have somebody that would at least be on your side. I guess the point of making it look like it's somewhat impartial would kind of go along those lines that you had and maybe some others had as well, of being like, all right, this isn't going to be totally like the old way where I will end up ruling. But I do think that whoever he designates would make it beneficial for the NFL.
That's exactly right. And like, just to add on to that point, Dan, like, look, we did the process that we gave you in this negotiation. We left it up to an independent arbitrator, and she got it all wrong. I mean, she admitted in her piece, and I'm summarizing here, that not only did he do bad things to women, and she's convinced that he did to those four women they presented in the process, but he lied about it. He said he didn't do any of it. I mean, since when is doing something wrong and then lying about it on record, since when does that go punished with something like six games and no fine? I think Goodell had to do this. And I mean, the more I think about it, the more heavy-handed I think he needs to be. But maybe that's wishful thinking.
I also think that I agree with both of you guys. But where Jason is kind of where I am, where I think this is one he might take on himself. I just do. Because if you leave it to somebody else's hands, you have no idea how it looks. Whereas, because it's crimes against women, I think the commissioner in the league, they want to be the ones like, no, we handed this down. This was a big thing for us. And we wanted to make a statement.
That, yeah, to the point, that was what Sue Robinson said they didn't do in the past, was they held, you know, they handed down crappy punishments.
And it's weird that she said that, and then she handed out a crappy punishment to begin with.
Yeah, because it fell in line. That's all that they could do.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.